They hurried forward, but the pale flame flickered, then disappeared. Gridge gave his companion's tail a vicious tug.
"See what you've gone and done, thickhead! You frightened the poor little light away, dashing at it like that!"
Slegg retaliated by stamping on his mate's tail.
"Little swinky lip! I've took all I'm going to take of you! Now stop picking on me, or I'll chew your ear off and spit it out where you won't find it, see?"
The hostilities were about to escalate. Gridge was pulling a club from his belt when the light reappeared. It emerged from behind a beech tree, where it was joined by a second light. Both lights twinkled to and fro as if performing a dance. Slegg gurgled happily.
"Look it! The little fellas are dancing for us!"
He held out his paw, hoping that one might alight on it, but the pale flame wavered, moving away again. As the two rats raced after the dancing lights, a third flame appeared, then a fourth. They stayed just out of reach, weaving merrily around one another. Slegg made an awkward swipe at the nearest flame. It evaded him, wisping off to join his partners. Gridge gave a snort of irritation.
"Leave him alone, stupid! If you try to grab him, they might fly off altogether!"
But Slegg ignored him and chased after the twinkling lights, crowing like an infant.
"Come here, little mateys. Oh, Slegg won't hurt you. Come to me now. I knows you won't burn me. Stand on me paws. I'll carry you for a while."
He chased the four flames with outstretched paws, bumbling and stumbling as he dashed headlong through the storm-buffeted woodlands. Almost mockingly, the quartet of eerily glowing lights stayed nearly, but not quite, within the rat's reach. Gridge, not relishing being left alone amidst the night-dark trees, chased after Slegg, calling,
"You're going to get lost good and proper if you don't slow down, I'll warn you!"
Then Gridge tripped on a protruding root and went down face first. Spitting out dirt and pouring mud from his eyes, he peered about into the rainy gloom.
"Slegg! Where are you?"
The older rat's reply seemed to come from directly ahead. It was the cry of a beast in trouble.
"Gridge, mate! Oh, help me!
There was no sight of the four pale lights. Gridge went forward on all fours, shouting,
"What's happened, mate? Slegg, are you all right?"
Alarm bells went off in Gridge's head as he felt his paws beginning to sink into the suddenly soft woodland floor. Pulling himself loose, he scrabbled backward until his back encountered a purple willow. Grabbing a bough of the tree, he hauled himself upright, staring in horror. The four twinkling lights were flickering around Slegg's head. He had run straight into a swamp and was sinking at an alarming rate. Frozen with horror, Gridge could only watch as his companion's head, illuminated by the lights, sank further. Slegg's final gurgle was stifled by a fearful sucking noise. Then he was gone forever. Rigid with terror, Gridge watched the lights sweep around him. Frightened out of his wits, he babbled,
"Stay away from me! What do you want? Why did you leave me poor mate into the swamp like that? We weren't doing you no harm. We was only going to the seashore. 'Twasn't our fault we got lost."
Cruel claws seized Gridge, ramming his head hard into the tree trunk. A net was thrown over him and secured tightly. Through the net holes, he gazed, half-stunned, at the pale lights dancing closer. A harsh voice hissed,
"The doom lights have got you now, rat!"
His head was banged against the tree trunk again. Gridge fell into the dark pit of senselessness. All hopes of visiting the seashore gone forever.